Ring, ring, ring of fire. Ring of fire. On Air America Radio Network.
So, Bobby, what in the hell did you do this last weekend? My God, hate mail's flying, Hannity's attacking you. I mean, what's up? I mean, we all caught you.
I just told the truth, man. Just told the truth.
And it was pretty hot for some of the people you told the truth about. This was Live Earth. Let's set the stage for people who may have missed it. There were only, 2 billion people watching. For those who happened to miss it, you were one of the speakers. I think you were right before John Bon Jovi at Giant Stadium. So it was a primetime platform. And did they tell you, hey, we don't really want to talk politics in an event like this. This should all be just sort of, about the environment, changing light bulbs and the rest. Was there any sort of counsel before you went on stage?
No. It wasn't like the Democratic convention.
where you were told, don't talk about the shrub.
Don't talk about politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got out there, and obviously, you weren't working off a teleprompter. These were remarks that came from your heart. I think we have a little clip of something you said that's gotten a lot of attention. Can we play that clip?
Now, you've heard today a lot of people say that there are many little things that you all can do to avert climate change on your own. But I will tell you this. It is more important than buying compact fluorescent light bulbs or than buying a fuel-efficient automobile. The most important thing you can do is to get involved in the political process and get rid of all these rotten politicians that we have in Washington, D.C.
That had to piss Dick Cheney off, huh?
Who are nothing more than corporate toadies for companies like Exxon and Southern Company, these villainous companies that consistently put their private financial interests ahead of American interests and ahead of the interest of all of humanity. This is treason, and we need to start treating them now as traitors.
Okay, so Drudge actually linked to a news article, Newsday piece about this, Bobby, and said that you were calling politicians traitors. You want to set the record straight? What did you mean when you said that?
I think that what happened was the Newsday article conflated or just compressed this statement to make it appear that I was calling the politicians traitors. But in fact, I don't have any problem with that.
No, I don't either.
A lot of these, these guys who are attacking the United States Constitution that are dismantling the Bill of Rights, that have gotten rid of habeas corpus, that are illegally, now Michigan court, United States court has found it's the wiretapping of hundreds of thousands of Americans, it's illegal, imprisoning Americans without counsel, all of these things. To me, that's treason.
Sounds like treason to me.
Well, I mean, you aren't really bothered by that, are you? I mean, who cares what Drudge says? We know who Drudge is talking to.
But I was talking about... I was talking about these corporations, and they are treasonous. They're not paying taxes. 63% of corporations last year didn't pay taxes to the United States. But worse than that, they're sheltering their resources offshore so that they won't have to support the United States. They helped get us into this war. They are profiteering from the war. Let me tell you something that I heard on Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman is one of our colleagues here at Air America.
One of the best on the air.
Great.
And he reminded me of something, which was John Steinbeck's novel, East of Eden, which is about this, it's kind of a Cain and Abel story about two brothers. And one of the brothers is considered a traitor. And the reason he's considered a traitor by his family, by his community, and everybody else is because he grew beans during World War II to sell to the military. And it was considered by his family because he was taking an extra profit on it to be war profiteering, and that was considered treason.
That was the standard in the 40s.
Now look, corporations have a capacity. They have absolutely, they should pursue the interests of their shareholders. The problem is we used to have laws in this country, laws that in fact were passed by Teddy Roosevelt and others, that said corporations cannot participate in the political process. They're economic entities, and they should be confined to the economic realm. But once you allow them to participate in the political process and give them the rights of citizens, when they put their financial interests ahead of the interests of the United States and ahead of the interests of our people, then they're capable of committing treason.
Think about this, Bobby. This week, you had the man in charge of drug safety in China executed I mean, executed for taking bribes and not really doing his job. He's the equivalent of the FDA.
Well, that guy would be given a medal of honor by this White House.
He would be one of the Bush pioneers. This guy, you know, they don't even get fined. We take their depositions all the time. They engage in insider trading. They engage in outright fraud. It is the corporate mentality that you're talking about here that, you know, has become the mainstay for all of that political influence that's kept the Republicans.
You know, I just read a book about my grandfather, and there's one section of it where he's talking about a man who used tax shelters so that he wouldn't have to pay taxes in the United States. And my grandfather says he's a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and back then that was, you know, most Americans would agree. If you sheltered your money in some other country so that you didn't have to pay your fair share of tax to the United States of America, you were a traitor.
Well, let's listen more. Let's go back to Live Earth. I mean, this Live Earth thing to me, I just love the fact that it made so many people.
And you took on not just the corporations on the environment, you took on the corporations on the media, which, Bobby, I don't know if you can tell from the stage, sometimes it's difficult to hear, but watching at home, this was the biggest applause, I think, of the day.
Yeah. Well, it always is when you criticize the media. People hate the media in this country.
Let's listen to this.
And we have a press that has completely let down American democracy. That's giving us Anna Nicole Smith and Paris Hilton instead of the issues that we need to understand to make rational decisions in a democracy. Like global warming.
You think they connected with that?
Well, you know, everywhere I go, people are so sick of the media, and I'm so happy by what Michael Moore did to Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, wow.
And if Wolf Blitzer ever shows
about,
his face.
Talk about that. Talk about that.
This was earlier this week, yeah, right, promoting Sicko. He was on it first time in 3 years, right, Bobby? And he just called out Wolf Blitzer.
Right. I mean, Wolf Blitzer has been absolutely contemptible, and Wolf Blitzer started going after him in his usual way.
Yeah.
And Michael Moore just raised his hand and stopped the show and said, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, well, that's
why
they hired Wolf Blitzer. CNN, right. He fits right into CNN. I mean,
we used to think Glenn Beck.
Oh, Glenn, buddies to Glenn Beck, buddies to John Stossel, buddies to all the
Speaking
folks.
Of whom, you also brought them up at Live Earth. Do we have that clip as well?
And so I got to tell you this, that the next time you see John Stossel or Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, these flat earthers, these corporate toadies lying to you, lying to the American public, and telling you that global warming doesn't exist. You send an email to their advertisers and tell them you're not going to buy their products anymore.
You know, the real problem here is that people turn on their television sets and they think that simply because John Stossel is sitting across the table for ABC or Glenn Beck is sitting across the table for ABC in the morning and CNN in the afternoon, that these guys are credible. They don't know the history. They have no idea of the history of these characters. And if they did, they'd turn them off.
Well, Bobby's right. The way to deal with this is to tell the advertisers who these people really are. And that's the only way. In the boardrooms at Good Morning America, or the places where they make the decisions, they think, you know, we need to have people like this on for quote-unquote balance. And so they make these decisions without, you know, seeing it in the real world. What you're saying, Mike, is the context of what they've done, of the lies that Stossel has told, of the distortions of Glenn Beck, they don't take that into account. They're going, well, we have to have this one on so we can have that one on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, well, just ahead, we'll be here with Ken Silverstein of Harper's Magazine, who went undercover to see just how low some Washington lobbyists would be willing to go. Stay with us. Mike Papantonio and Bobby Kennedy and David Bender on Air America Radio.
And as we go to break, let's hear the conclusion of Bobby's remarks at the Live Earth concert last weekend.
And I want you to remember this, that we are not protecting the environment for the sake of the fishes and the birds. We're protecting it because nature is the infrastructure of our communities. And if we want to meet our obligation as a generation, as a civilization, as a nation, which is to create communities for our children that provide them with the same opportunities for dignity and enrichment and good health and prosperity and stability as the communities that our parents gave us, we've got to start by protecting our environmental infrastructure. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the wildlife, the public lands, the things that connect us to our past, to our history, that provide context to our communities, and that are the source ultimately of our values and our virtues and our character as a people and the future of our children. And I will see all of you on the barricades.